Good?
Yeah.
All right, well, by that clock, I got 20 seconds. My phone says 6, but the clock, the official City Hall clock says 5:59. Why is it like a minute takes forever when you're waiting
for it? His teeth are here.
Well, we're going to get rolling.
Yeah.
I ain't waiting anymore. All right, it is 6 o'clock. I'm calling to order the Wednesday, July 8th, 2026 McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board. We have a quorum present. Paul Reed, Colin Kimball, Guy Green, Shane Ozy, Mark Hunt, Dave Hoke, and Jerry Blow are all here. And Melissa, our alternate, is also here. But since we have a full board, she is just participating tonight. I don't need to call the city people out. You got them. Okay. We will move on to our first order of business, which is public comments. I don't believe we have any public here tonight, so no public comments. That's what I'm talking. All right. On to consent items. Item number 26-0656, minutes of the McKinney Armed Service Memorial Board meeting of June 10th, 2026. They will all email to you. Do we have a motion? We have a motion from Guy to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Colin, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nope.
It passes unanimously. Thank you, board. We'll move on to reports. These are no action items, just reports. Item number 26-0557. Board chair, I don't have anything to report except my apologies that I was not here last month, thanks to traffic in Tennessee. Parks and Rec, do you have anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to share with you, in case you didn't know already, we have a couple of new positions that we've hired for, one more recent than the other one. One of them is our aquatics maintenance coordinator. They actually help go out to the memorial and fix the fountain specifically for that. So their knowledge in pool maintenance and that kind of stuff. So it's good to know that we have a professional on hand. Not that Bodie wasn't a good help on that, but now he can have someone actually focus on that. So I thought you guys should know that we do have someone like that.
Awesome.
I've had a gentleman, I haven't had a chance to reach out to him. Someone reached out to me. I think they might live in the neighborhood. They would like to come out and do some monthly cleaning now and again. I'm totally fine with that. We'll just coordinate them. But I just want to let you know that that's come across my desk. And then the last hire that we just recently had was a park ranger. Park ranger could, you know, kind of the face of the community, can look at any kind of, you know, vandalism that might happen at the memorial or in any other spot like that. But just wanted you to be aware of those, some of our staff changes.
Awesome. Parks and Rec getting big.
That's right. We're growing.
All right. I don't think we have anybody else from the city here for notes, so there's no city of McKinney report. Moving on to discussion items. Item number 260658, the Veterans Day ceremony. If everybody wants to pull out their little spreadsheet, we'll go through that real quick. Mm-hmm. All right. We're still coordinating with the mayor, right? Amy's going to find out whether or not the mayor's coming. He's got time. Well, I'm sure he will. Maybe he won't. I don't know. He gets to give a real speech this time, so I'm sure he'll be there. Guest speaker, we'll come back to guest speaker because I know we have a couple of nominees, so we'll talk about that in a sec. Park setup, no problem.
Yeah, so I wasn't here at the last meeting, so Robert filled in and gave me some notes on that. I was looking at the notes today, and I just wanted to follow up on some of the items on here that were mentioned in the last meeting. One of them was the podium placement posing a challenge for standings. Can someone speak to that a little bit of what?
It looks like they put the podium right towards the back edge of the platform, so there wasn't quite enough room to step up on the platform or step off the platform. So just, you know, if we're going to keep the platform level with the gravel, the podium just needs to be all the way to the front edge so people can actually stand and not be like teeter totter.
Okay.
So or all the way to the back so they can stand in the gravel. But it was just kind of in the. It was like 6 inches from the edge, so you couldn't really put your foot there.
Okay.
And some people would like to stumble in kind of thing. So
closer to the edge.
Yeah, I would say put it all the way to the front.
It needs to be flush with it.
Flush.
Yeah.
Because it becomes a combination of safety issue mm-hmm. for some that don't have the best footing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then second, if they're too far back, it becomes difficult for them to, you know, get their voice loud enough where the mic can pick it up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we want to, yeah, you're right now thinking it needs to be flush with the back edge of the platform. They can just stand, they can stand in the gravel and be still at the podium.
So setup is good, position change.
Yeah, just move it back right flush with the edge.
Great. We talked about the move the tribute bell away from the memorial plaque. I would agree 100%. It was kind of right in the way and people wanted to see it, but the bell was there. But open to any suggestions of where a better spot might be. If that's
well, right. You know, that it's kind of like a
crosswalk.
Yeah, that right
crosswalk on the other side of it be fine.
Yeah, just in front of it in the grass. Yeah, right in their grass right in front of it.
Yeah,
right in front of the grass, just so people can walk up behind and see it. Okay. And you know, that's where we always put it, but we never had them the plaque there before.
Growing pains.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, since you're a couple other things that just to jump back to that real quick, since I wasn't here last month, ant treatment. Mm-hmm. I saw a spot treating, you know, the day of, but there was tons of ants on that lawn. So I don't know if that's our responsibility. You know, we kind of go to this all the time with coordinating with Craig Ranch. And what I'd like to see on our podium, even on this spreadsheet and the other spreadsheet, but can we add a task or coordinating with Craig Ranch Association to ensure that either they treat for ants and they cut the grass, trim the bushes, you know, remind them that, hey, we have a ceremony this weekend. Can you make the landscaper come in and do something, you know, because it's, you know, it's early enough in the spring. I'm not sure if they're doing weekly. And same thing, the one in November, it's late enough. They're probably not doing weekly. Yeah. So it's very easy for that to get missed. So either them or us just needs to make sure that we just, you know, a couple days prior, we get out there and treat the ants, pick up the dog poop, cut the grass, trim the bushes, you know, kind of make it. We only get to shine twice a year out there, so I'd like to just make sure the landscaping part is done.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look into that. Sure. No problem.
All right. All right, so all that, we'll add those into the task there for the park setup for November, so we got that one. Choir and National Anthem, any word from Cindy yet?
Yes, and I'm glad we've got the date of the 7th listed because she can't do it the following weekend because she's got family issues, so but she's ready to go.
All right.
She wants to also sing America the Beautiful, and I think, what the heck?
Sing what you want.
They make that.
We will let her sing as much as she wants.
That whole show is really, they're the ones that drive it. So I will confirm with her this evening that we're good to go on the 7th, and we're welcome. Anything she wants to do.
Yeah, if she wants to sing 4 or 5 songs, I'm really, we're fine with that because that's the meat of that program. So
yeah.
Okay.
I've always given her a hard time on the medley because it's kind of out of order.
Yes, it is.
And she's like, well, that's the way the composer wrote it. And like, okay.
Yep, they got to rewrite it and add the Space Force. All right. Guy, is Jim up to do the prayer again?
As far as I know, he is.
Well, actually, you know, Guy, it'd be probably inappropriate for Jim to do it because he is no longer the chaplain. He is now the commander. The chaplain is John Kelty, so it's John Kelty we should look to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't have a problem with him either, so.
So speaking of that, I realized also at the Memorial Day ceremony, we do an invocation, but we never do a benediction at the end.
It's not a bad idea.
So I would like to add that in. So if he only wants to do one or the other, that's fine. We can get somebody else to do the benediction.
I'll do a benediction.
You know, but kind of at the end, you know, instead of saying, okay, that ceremony's over, you know, a little go forth and do great things kind of. I realize that more. I say, we don't bless everybody as they leave. So.
And Guy, if you don't have John's information, I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and if John can't do it, let us know. We'll find someone else.
Would you mind spelling John's last name for me?
K-E-L-T-Y.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Color Guard, I assume they'll be okay. We haven't heard back yet, though.
We've got a standing order with them, and I haven't communicated with him yet, but I will as soon as school starts. We'll get them.
All right. How's our air show going?
I haven't reached out to Carl, but last time when we did it last time, he's like, you know, just let me know. And I always try to give him at least a couple of months in advance notice, but he told me previously, you know, I always reserve it for you guys for that.
Okay, perfect.
Particular day. Now, one thing that would be helpful, Colin, as you reach out to Cindy, is
timing.
Yep.
On that, if you know, because then
that way,
I mean, I didn't think the timing was great last time we did it. You guys some of you thought it was like the timing was really good. So, the farther in advance we know, we can discuss it in here and then make a decision. This is when it's going to be. But I remember that day of, she had it on her phone, a recording of it, so she knew. Well, it's going to be this many minutes and seconds into here is when we need the flyover. So then I kind of, you know, plan backwards from that to radio Carl and say, look, stand by to stand by. You know, I'm going to need you guys to be over, you know, the park here in, you know, whatever it was, 3 minutes or whatever, right? And he does the best to do that. So, but that would be helpful if we know it more instead of that morning.
Yep.
In case there's a problem with comms.
We have incorporated that into the planning. The wild card is we don't know when the speaker's going to end because it starts when, you know what I mean? And so he's, but anyway, we should be able to coordinate that.
Yeah, from when she starts, you know, medleys till, you know, the time we want it, you know, because, you know, he's not that far back.
Yep.
And then the second thing, Jerry, you may have seen a note on
that. Yeah, I did.
That, you know, again, we had discussed it, and you weren't here last time, but last meeting. But, you know, I think I go back to my Army days, left seat, right seat. We need to do that so that there's continuity in case I get hit by a bus or something, or Colin does, and we're the last two guys that did the air boss or whatever, right? Just to do that.
Yeah,
and so we're still a ways out from reaching out to him. But if you're interested,
I'm very interested. Yep.
And I think that applies to some of the others. Some of them are pretty straightforward, but I think with the SOPs, it'll become clear.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Perfect. Yeah. So Jerry will be the deputy air boss.
Like that.
All right, Colin, just let us know as soon as the sheriff's office says yay or nay. If they can't, again, we'll find somebody. We'll have a guy with the taps in the box.
Yeah.
Volunteers, you know, we can take off the recruiting guys and the recruiting guys. We haven't had them show up in at least 2 or 3 years.
And that's a good point because I was responsible for that, you know.
And they don't answer.
And they don't answer. You can leave a message, but you don't get any response. You know,
so
the Daughters of the American Revolution, they absolutely want to know.
Yeah, leave DAR and the Boy Scouts on there because the Boy Scouts will come out and, you know, clean it up for us beforehand. But we just go ahead and take the recruiting guys off.
Okay.
All right. Amy, tasks?
Marketing. I do have, they're handling all of these. I was just going to let you know that it's going to remain the same as it's been in the past.
Okay.
They'll post it on the city website. Okay. It'll go out in multiple e-newsletters. It's going to be put on social media. There will be press releases. They will put physical flyers out at our rec centers and libraries, and we'll have some printed physically to hand out to y'all as well. And it'll go up on digital signage as well, our flyer. So that's the running list. So they're all starting to get all that together.
Perfect.
Yes.
All right. And then our standard BFW, American Legion, and DAV contacts. Quick question for everybody on the board. For those of you that might have hung around a little bit at the Memorial Day ceremony, we were struggling to find a bagpiper, and one just happens to show up and started playing. So I got his name and number. He says, I'll come play for your ceremonies whenever I'm available. Now, I don't know, did we ever have a bagpiper at Veterans Day before, or did we do just
a morning? We have. It's just that he's still there. He just doesn't like doing public appearances anymore.
So the question is, do we want to bring the bagpiper back? Because I
think it's wonderful because it kind of starts things off.
Okay. All righty. So we can add bagpiper to the task list there, if you will. Yeah. Ms. Caitlin, put my name next to it, and I will get you all the information. And I will confirm with the guy, make sure he can come do it. But yeah, it was awesome. He showed up Memorial Day and started playing. Perfect. It was like, where were you like a month ago? Anyways, okay. Anything else? Let's circle back to guest speakers. We have a nominee from Guy here. Let me see. I will. If we can get this I'll give this to Kayla. She can send it out to all of us. We can look at it. Colonel Marine retired, so he'll use little words and crayons, but that's okay. It's a joke. Come on. It was a Marine joke. We got no Marines on the board here, so we're good. But we'll have them send it out. Did anybody else, have you found anybody? Or?
Yeah, Jason Morgan is, he's in a wheelchair. He's an Air Force Special Operations guy who who was on a counter-drug mission down in Central America when he got attacked by some bad guys and crashed into a river gully. And anyway, but he's well known in the service dog industry. He's written a couple of books about his service dog, and of course his service dog always shows. But So I'm good either way. I mean, both of these guys are local.
Yeah.
My only comment is that you did a great job adding charisma, which is what we need. And does this guy have charisma?
I think so. I mean, he can.
All right, so if you can get a brief little bio to Kayla as well. And if anybody else has anybody else, let's get all the bios to Kayla before next month, and then we'll look at whoever we have coming in, you know, whatever bios we have for next month, we can pick next month so they have enough time to prep. Everybody good with that?
That's good. Yeah, we can all review it. And then
okay.
We want to have any either one of them or whoever.
Nah, we don't need them to come audition. We'll just kind of look at the bios. And,
not necessarily audition.
You know, and, you know, I mean, again, if you've seen the guy speak, you know, hopefully someone we've seen speak and we have, you know, they know that they're, you know, got a little charisma to them, as you say, you know, something. We're not going to go off the deep end or anything. So, okay. All right, yeah. So if anybody else, just get a bio to Kayla and we'll look at them all next month and see if we can narrow it down. All right. Anything else for Veterans Day ceremony?
I just brought something up last month, and if we could consider maybe providing a small honorarium to the McKinney Junior ROTC for their involvement. And I don't know where we are. I guess I'm the treasurer. I'm supposed to know how much money we have.
We ain't got no money.
But it's just a thought. And maybe if we want to add that as a discussion item, you know.
I can speak small parameters to what it entails in order to get an honorarium. We've done this with other people as well. It's not an easy just transaction. It does have to go through several signatures all the way up to Paul, and they have to get their W-2s, and we have to make sure that they're receiving of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Can be done, but it is a little bit of a harder transaction, depending on what that amount might be too.
Are you thinking the honorarium going to the actual program itself?
Yes.
Not
program. Not the kids. It's the program. Yeah. A donation to the program.
Yeah, to the program. So, was there anything else, Kayla, that you had heard on honorariums that I'm missing? That
no, you said it correct. The only correction I'll make is that you mentioned that we need their W-2, but we need their W-9.
W-9, thank you.
So, yeah, sorry.
Yes. We need the paperwork so they can pay taxes.
W-9, thank you.
It's the process is possible. It is not super straightforward, but that doesn't mean it's not possible. So
okay. In the meantime, while we figure out how to do that, I got by looking at something today, and I saw, what about presenting Chief a certificate at like a city council meeting, certificate of appreciation? Is that?
Chief
McFadden. Gunny.
Oh, yeah.
Gunny, you know. I mean, if we can't give him cash, at least you can bring him up and do a public recognition.
Gunner.
You know, grip and grin, a handshake. Because I saw it, like the chief of police gave some coins out at a city council meeting to some of his police officers. I thought, okay, maybe we can do that for, you know, if Gunny would want to come down, he might, you know.
Yeah, I don't think a certificate would be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, something to put on his wall of his, you know, in his thing, you know. So like I said, something to recognize them because they do it time and time and again for us. And, you know, like I said, the May one, they're usually out of school or almost out of school or, you know, and November one, they're probably supposed to be on vacation. So that's a good deal. So, yeah, okay. Yeah, if we can just figure out the stuff for that, and then we'll figure out
what
we're
going to do. By the way, it's Gunner.
Gunner.
When you said Gunny, chief, Gunner. I was thinking, that's a
I call
him
because his rank was chief. An army term. He was a chief. That was his rank. All right. Okay. Anything else for Veterans Day ceremony? Going once, going twice? All right. And we'll move on to item number 260659, Armed Services Memorial Standard Operating Procedures and Guidelines. And I will defer to Jerry down at the end, your baby.
Okay. In talking with Kayla a few minutes before the meeting, she did lay out that in order to have the working groups work on, you know, subdivide the work, that there are a couple of ways we could do that. One would be to have a special working session where everybody's in the room together. Another would be to break into smaller groups, and we could use some facilities with the city through coordination with Kayla. Or we could, you know, meet somewhere and do it, or we could you know, go to someone's home, and, you know, whichever way people are most comfortable, we could do that. I do think that we should discuss how the groups would be formed, who would be in each one, and what we're expecting of each group as a work product when it's all said and done. And then the other thing I think we want to consider is once we do have the inputs from all three groups, the process to assemble it into a final ultimate product, we need to, you know, discuss, is that something that, you know, we're doing, in, you know, one of us is doing, or do we do it in coordination with someone in the city, or how does it work? So I don't know how that would work. So, you know, again, because we want it to fit within, you know, standard city guidelines so that it could be replicated, you know, year after year after year as necessary to capture, you know, small changes along the way that we might need to make. But anyway, that's sort of my thoughts on the subject. I'm open either way. You know, I can either, you know, we could do it all together, but I think that would take longer, to be honest with you. I think we might be better off, frankly, working into smaller groups and figuring that we might have to do it iteratively, meaning at least meet two or three times, you know, as part of it, you know, just to make sure we're still tracking properly and we're getting good traction. And that way I think it would be, you know, fairly easy to control. But the only question then would be the smaller groups, where do we feel comfortable meeting at? I know that, you know, me personally, I think I shared this in my introduction, but I've been a management consultant, so if people want to come to my house, they're perfectly welcome to. I got everything in the universe. I got whiteboards, I've got, you know, projectors, I got everything.
Whiteboards.
So, it just says, unfortunately, it's a sort of a hangover from my past life. But I do have all that stuff, and I have a big game room, you know, that we can work in. So, but we can also use one of the great conference rooms here, and they have really good facilities. So that could work too.
And Jerry, I believe the groups can be as much as only three.
Yes, right. That's what she said, yeah.
Right. Yep. Four makes a quorum.
So, and this, it's really open to however you guys want to slice and dice that. I agree, smaller groups, more intense, working on something. Yeah. Might suggest taking this and dividing it into thirds,
yeah.
What looks best at that. Might even recommend, you know, in lieu of next month's meeting, have your breakout sessions next month, and then maybe the following one we have our follow-up from those meetings or something,
yeah,
to that effect.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, I definitely think subcommittees is the way to go, because if we do working subcommittees, we don't need to publish those agendas or announce it. We can just say, hey, what are you doing tomorrow night? All right, let's get together. And, okay, so it makes it logistically, administratively way easier to do three-person subcommittees. My question, I struggle with, do we need more than one committee for each event, or do we just have one committee tackle them all? That way there we get uniformity throughout. You know, my fear is if we have one committee working on Memorial Day, one working on the Veterans Day, we get back together and...
I think that my personal opinion is that what we really are building is a template for any event that the group supports.
Right.
So it would be, in my opinion, to take into account all of the events, and then we can decide that, for example, if we build sort of a common agenda, right, because events look pretty similar, mm-hmm, right? And then the one or two elements that are different, we call those out. We say, okay, well, this event we have the flyover, this one we don't, right? So, again, it becomes, you know, more cookie cutter, so to speak,
mm-hmm,
and easier to ensure that we have commonality across how each of the events looks, how it's structured, and expectations around them.
So you're saying you think one group can do the basic structure, hash it out, and then as we need to add, then we make other subcommittees,
right,
to work
because,
on specific
because
events.
To me, the pieces that come off of that are the detail elements, right? Because, you know, for example, if we came with a common agenda, right, and we have out of that agenda, it identifies that within this core 10 tasks, we're touching the exact same people, whether it's this event or the next event, right, then it becomes easier to say, okay, well, this is who in the city we need to be with. This is who's outside of the city we need to contact. this is how long that relationship's been there, and, you know, how do we refresh that relationship?
Right.
Right? Because, again, as people rotate off the board, you know, we don't want the relationship to leave with the person, and we don't know how that relationship came about or how to keep it alive. Right?
Yep. That makes sense. Yep. But just so you know, we're never leaving the board now, because we saw our cool little magnet signs now. They're permanent. We're never leaving. Okay. So do we want to try and set up this initial committee tonight, or you want to give everybody a month to think about if they want to raise their hand or not? I don't want to put anybody pressure tonight.
Well, do we have the ability to, you know...
I don't think it has to be an agenda item to create a subcommittee.
No.
No.
Yeah, we can do it tonight because it's part of the discussion.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, or we can wait until next month and let everybody think about it and maybe... think if they have time to commit to, you know, to add another whatever.
Right. Well, why don't we take a couple more minutes to talk about how people think it should be divided.
Okay.
So that way, you know, if we can all come to agreement tonight, great, good for us. So where do we start on that? I don't think we have the, I don't, my document's not with me. You don't have a copy of it, do you?
I could pull it up on the screen.
Yeah, can you show it?
Oh.
When is it? Okay.
When is it turnover?
So.
October. Actually, I'm here till 27. That's what they told me.
Okay. Okay, so I think.
Is this showing on your screens in front of you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Look at us being all modern.
All right.
Here.
So I think if I had to think about big chunks to break up the work, I would think one is the structure of the events, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the second one would be probably the special needs associated with the events. You know the emergency planning and all that kind of stuff. That'd be one thing. Right. And then the third thing is probably the interfaces needed to pull off the events. Right. To know that, OK, this is where we get honor guards from and all of that, to standardize all of that. And then that way, when we put it all back together, we say, OK, well, here's what the agenda looks like. Here's all the supporting things that we have to have if as appropriate for the city.
Right.
And then the third thing is, here are the sources for who we're making contact with and if there's any cost involved and any kind of anything special about those relationships, we need to, you know, note those. And then the final thing, once it's all together, is as a group, we decide, okay, well, how does this get updated? What's the process for that? Is that a annual review, biannual review? You know, that kind of thing. So we have some consistency to knowing that we're looking at it and keeping it a living document so that we don't wind up doing a bunch of spurious things and losing track of what we originally agreed to. So anyway, that's just a thought off the top of my head.
Yeah, I hear you, Jerry. Like I said, I'm you know, my brain is going a mile a minute too on the structure of what it actually looks like. Mm-hmm. Just to go back though real quick, does anybody feel the need to do this in a bigger group? Or is everybody comfortable with a small group of volunteers?
Small group, I think.
Bringing something back to the big group? Everybody's, Mark, you look like you got something.
No, I think the small groups are good. I think really instead of three, we have four groups,
okay.
Two each, or someone could be on in two groups or whatever.
Okay.
But it's those three major muscle moves that you talked about, and the fourth group is the one that takes the three different products, gets them together, and packages it up. So it's in that consistent, you know, format that we're looking for. Okay.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
But it's just one thought.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to wrap my head around. I still go back to the three initial groups. If we break into three for the three events or whatever, we've got to give them a template to work off of before it goes to that fourth group. So I think we need a starter group that kind of builds the structure and then say, okay, now small groups go flush it out, right? Otherwise, we'll, the fourth group's going to do so much work trying to format it the same and get the same information that I think, you know, the fourth group will end up being the group that just basically rewrites everything. Okay. So I think an initial group to kind of put a structure or a template of this is how the shape we want, the information we need, and the different things we need covered, and then we can push it out to to some smaller groups, right?
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
That sound logical? I mean, it's not like we're trying to get this done in a week, right? If it takes us 6 months to do it, it takes us 6 months to do it. I mean, they've never had it. So it's not like, we got to have this by next month, otherwise we won't, you know, we're still going to, you know, do our jobs and move the events down the road. So, all right, well, do I have any volunteers to be on the initial three-person group? I knew Jerry's hand was going up. Mark's going up. Anybody down here? Guy, you want to give it a whack?
I'm more than happy to help him.
All right, there we go. So Guy, Mark, and Jerry, all guys get together, make sure you all have each other's phone numbers and emails and coordinate something, and then, you know, whenever, August, September, October, you know, if we get overrun by Veterans Day and it gets pushed off, that's fine. You know, whatever. It's not like I'm going to be, I want it next week. You know? So appreciate you guys stepping up, volunteer. You know, any one of you can call any one of us with your thoughts. Okay. Three of you can't call one of us and get our thoughts. But right. Any one of you call any one of us to say, hey, here's where we're going, or what do you think? So Jerry, if, you know, 3 weeks in, it's like, let me just bounce this off Shane and see if, you know, we're.
What would be helpful, I think, because I've never seen it, maybe it exists, but I've never seen it, is the contact info for each board member.
Oh, sure.
So that, you know, we know each other's emails, mobile, that type of thing.
Yeah. That's great.
You can send it out to all of us. I always forget to ask for that. It's like, because I have Colin's number, and I think I have one or two other numbers, but just remember, don't call more than two others at one time. And never discuss business. All right, awesome. So we're making progress on that, and we'll see how that goes, and hopefully we can have something so 5 years from now, Kayla can go, easy board, here it is. Those guys in 26 and 27 were awesome. They did it all for you. Indeed. All right, anything else on the SOPs and guidelines? No? All righty. Then we will move on to citizen comments, which there's no citizens to make comments, so... Unless, Melissa, you'd like to be a citizen and make comments? All right. Any other comments from, let's go around board first. We'll start. Paul, any comments about anything? Colin?
Good.
Guy?
Nope, not really. Nope.
Mark?
No.
Jay/Paul?
Good.
Jerry?
No, I'm good.
I think I'm good. Colin, I got to talk to you afterwards about somebody. You'll understand. All right. Anybody else? Staff?
Only one comment. I was updated today that most likely our August meeting, which would be on August 12th, it sounds like they're going to be doing a small construction project here in Chambers. Mm-hmm. So we will most likely be on the other side of City Hall, in the currently, tentatively, in the Virginia Conference Room, which is that first one when you walk in to your right. But just wanted to give y'all a heads up, we'll most likely be in another location, so keep an eye out for the emails that come out. Just, I'll make sure to highlight the new locations.
Getting that executive bathroom built, huh?
No magnets?
No magnets
if we're not.
No, we get them now, we don't get them.
No magnets if we're not in here, but yes, that was the only thing.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Amy, no? All right, since that is all our business, I will call for a motion to adjourn at 6:33. I saw Paul Reed's hand go up. Do I got a second? Guy, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.
Hey.